Okay.
Hi, Mike.
I found the credit card.
Oh, okay, perfect. Awesome. All right. So, and is this one, is it going to be a Discover?
No, it's going to be a Visa card.
Visa, okay. All right, I am ready for that card number whenever you are.
4563.
Uh-huh.
3100.
Uh-huh.
4266.
Uh-huh.
0823.
Okay, and then the expiration?
0428.
Okay, and then the security code?
569.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm doing now, Mike, is I'm updating and processing the payment for the non-refundable $250 application fee. I will just need you I'm going to set up the client interview for you and then have you sign our terms, and then you'll be good to go until your client interview. So hold on 1 second. Let me see what I have available here. Right. So do you think you'll be more available tomorrow or on Monday?
Probably tomorrow.
Okay. We could do it from 11 to, from 2 to 1, 2 to 3, sorry, when I was going to call you anyway.
Well, how long is this going to take?
At the most, it'll be like 20 minutes, probably.
All right.
We could do it later if you want to. I mean, we can do it as late as 6 o'clock.
All right, do it at 6 o'clock, because then I'll be sitting down on the bench having dialysis.
Okay. Okay, perfect. All right, I'll schedule you from 6 to 7. Now, the whole call will not be an hour. Just, allow that time in case they're finishing up with somebody before you. Okay, Mike? So now the last thing that I need from you is just the, I just need you to sign our invoice real quick. I know it sounds like you're driving. Do you think you'd be able to sign it? Okay. All you have to do is put in your name. I don't want you to get in an accident, though.
I'll try.
Okay, I just sent it over. Let me know when it comes through.
I heard something.
It'll say, Mike, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Oh, we sent you a copy of your invoice.
All right.
So it'll, there's a link there. It says My Local Splash. And then it has your phone number. And that'll take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. It's everything we discussed in writing. And what's included for you is just going to be the Google guarantee that's on there. So if you're able to, just scroll to the bottom. And there's a little white box that says I certify I'm the authorized holder of the card. And then in the orange box, type out your name. And when you're done with that, press confirm signature and let me know.
Oh, jeez. Am I going to type my name in it, too?
Yeah, you just type it.
Yeah, it's easy for you to say while I'm driving.
I know. I'm sorry. Are you, like, on the freeway or something?
It's not even allowing me to sign.
Okay, hold on. Are you pressing on it and it's just not letting you?
Click here and type your name. is ridiculous.
I'm sorry, Mike. I swear this is the last thing I need from you, and then you'll be good to go.
Yeah, you said that before this, too.
Oh, well, you know, I mean, I'm trying to do my best to make it accommodable for you. I really am.
The problem is it ain't taking my signature.
Okay, so did you press the little box? Did you press the little white box, though, above that? It says, I certify I'm the authorized holder of the card. And there's a box. You press it, it makes it blue.
I clicked on the thing, and it went. It says, I certify that I am the authorized, but I cannot put my signature on it.
Okay, is it spelled right above that? Did I spell your name correctly?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I mean, I need it signed, but...
It says your name is Michael Bactasini. It says that.
Okay, so it's spelled right. It's spelled correctly?
Yeah.
Okay, so Michael, just again, it's M-I-C-H-E-A-L, and then Boccasini is B-O-C-C-A-S-I-N-I, right?
Yeah, that part is right. I just can't sign it.
Okay, so, you know, it's very finicky. You have to put a capital M and a capital B. Are you doing that?
No, I could type my name in. But you say I have to sign it.
Yes, you type your name in, but you have to use a capital M and a capital B. And the
so
orange box.
I have to sign it. I just have to
Yeah, you
type.
Just type it. Yeah, you just type it. Uh-huh.
Well, you didn't tell me that either.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I made that clear. I'm sorry, Mike.
I hit the orange box.
Okay, did it take you to a username and login?
Oh, it's taking you to something else, too?
Yeah, so it's just taking you to a place for your reporting dashboard. You don't have to do anything from there. Yeah, you will get the login credentials for that, Mike, within 5 to 7 business days.
Well, it didn't take me anywhere.
Okay. Did it say anything at all?
I can't do this now.
Okay, that's fine. Mike, I'll just have them go over it with you in your client interview, okay? We can figure it out then. Don't worry about it. If you want to maybe try signing it a little later today, that'd be great. If not, you could just wait until your client interview, okay?
Well, I don't know if it's going to take me during my client interview either, because it's not like letting me do anything.
They'll be able to maybe help you a little bit more in the client interview and show you what's going on, okay? Other than that, you're good to go, Mike, until your client interview. I'll at least send you over just a YouTube video of exactly how your reporting dashboard is going to work. And then on a Friday tomorrow, they will be signing you. They will be calling you from an 877 number. So that's the customer service line. So I'll text you my extension and phone number. It does have our customer service line in my extension and phone number. So I just always suggest it's best to save that in your phone, the 877 number. So when you get that, when you get a chance, just go ahead and do that for me, okay?
All right.
Okay, Mike. Well, hey, look, I know you're going to really love this program, so I'm excited to get you started, and just look out for that call tomorrow, okay?
Okie doke. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, thanks, Mike.
Bye-bye.